Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. On last week's broadcast, I began teaching on the subject matter, the process and journey to sonship, coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 16. And so we'll continue on that same topic this morning. Last week, I said that anything that pertains to God's purpose, to God's will, or to God's eternal agenda involves a process and a journey. God's process of bringing us into sonship is by way of adoption, according to Romans 8:15, which includes the journey to maturity. The word adoption comes from a Greek word that means the placing as a son or placement into sonship. In the economy of God, his concept of sons or sonship is not male-oriented or gender-specific. That's why in John 1, the scripture says, "But to as many as received him, to them gave he the authority or the right to become the sons of God, to as many as received him." And that's when Galatians 3:28, it said that in Christ, that in Christ there is neither male or female. So we read here in Romans 8, beginning from the 14th verse, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption," or you have received the placing or placement as a son, or you have received the placement into sonship, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 1, it reads, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors," "and governors until the time appointed of the father." One thing is important to understand, looking back at the ancient Greco-Roman culture, a male child when he was born, a male child when he was born was considered a man child. He was not born as a son. He was born as a man child. And if, especially if the father is rich or wealthy, the father would hire what the scripture calls tutors and governors. And the tutors and governors' responsibility was to train the child, to instruct the child, to teach the child, and when necessary, and when necessary, discipline the child. Now, the governor or the tutor understood that they were working on a time schedule, because there is the father has set a time. For example, the father might say, "Well, you know what? This man child of mine is 25, he should be at this level of growth and maturity and development." And so the tutor and the governor understand that they're working on the time frame. And when the time appointed by the father has come, the father would then examine the child. The father would then examine the child to determine if this man-child, through training, through instruction, through teaching, and through discipline, if they have arrived at that place of maturity where the father would then adopt them, or where the father would then place them as a son, or place them in the position of sonship. But the father has to examine that son, that man-child, and bear witness that he is now arrived at the point of maturity and can now be placed as a son. And next week I will deal with the importance of that. So the scripture here says, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, the word witness, in the Greek, it means to give testimony as to what you have experienced by way of what you've seen and heard. It means to be a record. Now, everyone who has put their complete faith, trust, and confidence in Christ and in his finished work on the cross and subsequent resurrection from the dead on the third day, having all authority in heaven and earth in his hand, all of us who have come to that place, the Father can bear record that we are children of God because we have come to put our faith, trust, and confidence in him. And once the Father can bear witness that we are children of God, that now sets us on the journey and on the process that takes us from childhood to sonship. Reading in verse 19, it reads, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The word earnest here comes from a Greek word which means to watch with outstretched head. To watch with outstretched head. This word describe or paint the picture that describes an eager, intent, and persistent straining forward, like a crowd in a stadium standing on their tiptoes to catch a glimpse of someone that is approaching, is to look or anticipate with immense longing. So the scripture is letting us know that creation is waiting with intense longing for the manifestation or for the revealing of the sons of God. Two of the things that is plaguing the body of Christ today is worldliness and immaturity. Worldliness and immaturity. And these two plagues, if you will, as hindered the body of Christ from coming into maturity. It has hindered the body of Christ from coming more and more into the image of Christ. As I also said last week, that children are born, but sons are given. In Isaiah 9:6, it says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. We read in the gospel concerning the life of Jesus Christ. We read of him at 12 years old, which is the onset of manhood. We read of him at 12 years old in the temple reasoning with the doctors and lawyers of the law. But after his parents came and got him from Jerusalem, for the next 18 years, we hear nothing. Excuse me. For the next 18 years, we hear nothing again of the life, of the daily life of Jesus Christ, until 18 years later, we read of him coming at the age of 30 to John the Baptist to be baptized. In the Hebrew culture, the ancient Hebrew culture, it was their belief that a person did not, that the part of the brain that deals with sound judgment and the discerning of good and evil is not fully developed until the individual reaches the age of 30. So that's why at the age of 30, we see Jesus coming to be baptized in the River Jordan by John. And it was at that same age of 30 that the Father affirmed his sonship and saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." We read in the Old Testament, David had received the anointing of kingship at the age of 17, but David did not ascend the throne until he was the age of 30. And the events that took place in the in-between of 17 and 30 was the process and the journey to bring David to a place of maturity so that he may ascend the throne. See, the same thing with Joseph. Joseph did not come into the fullness of his purpose and of his assignment of being ruler over Egypt until he had reached roughly the age of 30. That was the age of maturity. And so our spiritual, our Heavenly Father has set a time, an appointed time, a set time, and the fullest of time for us to come into the place of maturity so that he may affirm our sonship. God does not give power, authority, or responsibility to children. That is why he has ordained for every child of God to be connected to and assigned to a spiritual father, because the spiritual father becomes the hand of God by which he's able to mold us, to groom us, to form us, and to fashion us, and to take us from the place of childhood to the place of sonship, to take us from the place of being a child to the place of being a son. And God does not believe in social promotion, neither does he believe in the no child left behind policy. God will keep us in the journey, and God will keep us in the process until we learn everything that the journey and the process has been made to teach us. So when we come into our sonship, we know how to rule, how to subdue, and how to have dominion. The Lord bless you on this morning, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DW Impact, or Zelle G. Crumbie at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.